Rhode Islanders have seen this TV rerun way too many times. Lawmaker resigns under a cloud of corruption. Television and radio flashes the news around the state. Reporters tweet the latest tidbits to remind voters of the knaves and crooks who paved the way for the latest scandal. A few weeks later, there's the inevitable scene from the granite steps of a state or federal courthouse, the perp walk of another Ocean State politician plea bargaining for a prison cell. Gallison's entitled to his presumption of innocence. Yet whatever he did, it must be egregious, or he wouldn't have walked without so much as a word in his own defense. If charged, he'll join a litany of jammed-up politicians, leaving the pinnacle of power in disgrace. To say that such behavior besmirches state government would be an understatement. House Speaker Nick Mattiello expressed frustration, anger, and outrage. But Mattiello's the guy who appointed Gallison to one of the General Assembly's top posts, so the Speaker shares some responsibility on this one. When Mattiello took over as Speaker, he dethroned Representative Helio Mello of East Providence as House Finance Chairman and gave Gallison the job of vetting billions of dollars in state spending. At the time, he knew Gallison had paid a $6,000 ethics fine for failing to disclose a six-figure salary from a state-funded college readiness program. You would think that would have disqualified Gallison from the top finance job on Smith Hill. So a legitimate question Mattiello has yet to answer is why he chose Gallison for this job. What Mattiello should have done is tell Gallison to quit his job as assistant director of the nonprofit alternative education program, which has received tens of thousands of dollars in state money. It looks like Gallison was playing the old state house game, no conflict with my interest, and it seems Mattiello looked the other way. It isn't enough to shrug this stuff off. Yes, other states have corruption in their legislatures. New York's House Speaker was recently sentenced to a dozen years in prison, and former Massachusetts Speaker Sal DeMacy is still housed in a taxpayer-financed jail cell. But New York and Boston are world-class cities with flourishing economies. Rhode Island isn't. Our struggling state, mired in the worst economy in New England, doesn't need another example of political chicanery that could lead businesses to steer investments elsewhere. Has anyone noticed that Rhode Island's capital city has very little private sector investment that doesn't carry a taxpayer subsidy? In the aftermath of 38 Studios and former Speaker Gordon Fox's bribery conviction, you'd think the Smith Hill crowd would be more aware of wrongdoing. To promote someone with Gallison's sketchy past shows that Mattiello and his team are not sensitive enough to chicanery. Mattiello has vowed to advance a measure that would reinstate Ethics Commission regulation of lawmakers. That's good, but it isn't enough. Maybe it's time to pursue matching public financing for legislative campaigns. That move has been successful in Maine and Connecticut. It's past time for a law requiring random auditing of lawmakers' campaign funds, which have been abused by way too many politicians. Gallison's mess has a silver lining for one group, the state's Republicans. It provides them with another issue for this fall's assembly campaigns, and it gives voters a strong incentive to quell the apathy. Scrutinize your candidates. If they don't have clean records, don't vote for them. And if your current rep or senator doesn't have a visible means of support, in other words, a real job, don't check the box next to his or her name.